So I'm backstage at the Kimmel Center after a rehearsal with violinist Phil Cates and horn player Jennifer Montone. We're here to talk about a concert that you and some of the other musicians are doing, a chamber music concert to support local Syrian refugees. So Phil, how did this come about?
Well, probably about 6 or 8 months ago, Jen came to me and said, we should do something to help this local community of refugees that are coming in. There were quite a few in 2017. I don't know that there have been any this year, but the families are still getting settled with the immigration processes. These are all people and families that have been invited to come over here, and they have legal status, and they've left places where it's been very uncomfortable, and that's probably putting it mildly, uncomfortable for them to live, and even dangerous. So we certainly want to welcome them here and help them feel like they're part of our community.
Jennifer, what got you involved?
Oh, I think the musical community in Philadelphia has a lot of these beautiful, spirited concerts. And I had noticed a few of them going on. A couple of our colleagues had done some, and some other organizations do this regularly. So it's just, it's an extension off of what is already happening. But it just seems like a good time, given how crazy everything is going, to sort of all of us to join together and create as much, sort of like Phil said, as much welcome to our community and sort of a welcoming vibe, and just anything that we can all do is good.
When you say you noticed a lot of concerts going on, you were talking about concerts to support groups that help foster cross-cultural understanding.
Right. Well, Udi has been doing this for years with his intercultural journeys. And not just in Philadelphia, but all around the world, when the orchestra travels on, you know, to in China, and and you know, he puts together these programs, and not just with musicians from, he's Israeli, not just from his part of the world.
So you thought there was a need, wanted to get involved. Then what happened? How did you get connected with Hias?
Well, Phil and I, as he said, have been talking about this concept for a while, basically having there be more orchestra musicians involved in the community events. I mean, it's a direction the whole orchestra is going in as well. It's probably a direction that the whole city is going in. So I think we just wanted to sort of get it going in a chamber music fashion, as that's an easy way to get, you know, to organize things is in small groups. And then we started doing some research as to some of the community organizations. There was an art museum exhibit called Philadelphia Assembled, which had a sanctuary part. And that is something that I've been researching, is that sort of spirit of Philadelphia as a sanctuary city and kind of all of the organizations that provide sanctuary in lots of different ways. Hias is one of them and is very, you know, targeted towards the Syrian community, new immigrants coming from there. That seemed like a beautiful fit, and they're doing some really lovely things there. Hopefully we'll get to do more of these and in other directions.
I think the idea of sanctuary is important, not in a political way, because the last thing that we want to do is politicize something like this. The point of this is to be welcoming. And I remember thinking about it when Jen and I had firmed up the date and everything. During the Passover ceremony, we talk about, remember that once you were a stranger in a strange land. And, you know, we all know what it's like to not fit in sometimes, and how it's uncomfortable. And this kind of being a stranger and not fitting in is on quite a different level than I think most of us can appreciate. And I think it's important to try to put ourselves into that place.
To the non-political thing, I think it's the power of music that can be something completely separate, where there's people putting love out there and putting music out there and all of us enjoying something that's common.
So you put a concert together. How did you pick the program?
Well, I think that we wanted to play to our strengths, but also to pick composers that audiences would feel most comfortable with. And of course, our audiences are eclectic as well. So when we say Haydn, Mozart, and Schubert, we're not challenging people's listening really in those ways. Although the Schubert piece that we've chosen has quite a bit of turmoil in it. The single movement that Schubert wrote, which is often known as Quartetsatz. There's another piece scheduled to be on the program, which is something Jen had asked me whether I might consider arranging a Syrian folk melody of some kind. And I had done something in Mongolia, and I guess that's why, Jen, you thought that I could do this. And somehow I felt I wouldn't be able to capture the style well enough. And maybe not just me, but our instrumentalists are trained in mostly in a classical vein. I think at some point it would be wonderful to collaborate, as Udi has been doing, with Palestinian musicians, and you know, to start to absorb these styles. But I thought if we did that in this concert, we might not be as convincing as if we did the repertoire that is, you know, really in our blood.
What did you do in Mongolia?
Oh, it was, I can't recall what the piece of music was.
But it was one of their, it was originally a Mongolian song, and then you arranged it for a chamber orchestra.
Right. Anyway, but I decided not to do that for this, but to write something for the musicians that we have, the six players, with the kind of flavor of the Middle East. And it doesn't go overboard at all, because I don't want it to seem contrived. But I think the feeling will show a little bit of that part of the world.
Can you describe it at all?
Well, I've titled it Longing, although I was wondering whether it should be plural. And the struggle that all of us have when we have any kind of even small problems, and what we go through, turmoil and sometimes, you know, resolutions. I can't really describe it terribly well yet. It's not terribly upbeat for most of it, but there is hope.
The whole program, as we envisioned it, is sort of a combination of honoring some of the struggles and the sorrows that a lot of these people have endured, and also a very joyous and welcoming bent to it as well. So it's kind of a combination of that. The Mozart and the Haydn are very joyous and very cheerful and very loving and buoyant pieces, and then the Schubert and Phil's composition are much more introspective and reflective and thought-provoking. So sort of the intention of the whole thing is to be both sensitive and caring and, you know, optimistic and hopeful and community gathering type.
This concert is a benefit and will raise money for Highest to use with its efforts to help Syrian refugees. But what else does music do? What's behind it, do you think, beyond raising the money?
Well, I think anytime musicians go into a setting that's less formal and is in the community, I think the purpose is to feed the soul and keep it more of something that belongs to everyone, to have universal access to classical music, since we're talking about classical here. I think the whole point is to keep it as non-upper crust and, you know, as open to all. And it's an art form which is very personal, and like the personal emotions of a composer, the personal emotions of a performer, and the personal emotions of a audience member in any location and in any level of formality, those three kind of coming together is sort of that human spirit strength of the art form as a whole. So it's like, it's a beautiful thing that everyone who's involved in it can enjoy and get something out of, and it's something that can feed just, you know, the feeling of collectiveness and connectivity.
We had at the orchestra a few years back, when Christoph Eschenbach was here, a slogan or a catchphrase or something, you know, raise the invisible curtain. Mm-hmm. And I think when we go into the community in smaller ensembles, whether it's through the orchestra or just on our own, I think it helps to accomplish this.
Well, it's great. And these pieces, I mean, people might think they know Haydn, Schubert, and Mozart, but the intimacy of this kind of a concert is a fresh, new experience for, I guess, a lot of people.
It should be a really fun evening and a very fun event, and we're really excited about it.
I'd be surprised if more than five people, unless they're horn players at this concert, have heard this Haydn trio before. I would also like to mention that at a time in the future, which, of course, is all I can speak about, we would like to invite some of the local Syrian musicians who are here to join us. I have spoken with the director at Al Bustan, which is a community and cultural organization. I think they're based in West Philly, and they have some fine musicians there. And, you know, the opportunity to explore their way of thinking about music together would be very exciting, something for us to look forward to, maybe in the fall.
Perhaps this could be the first of many of these such concerts.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you so much, Phil Cates and Jen Montone.
Thank you.